Now, assuming for a moment that you actually do get on a plane and there's no delay, air travel has the advantage of being very fast. However, there still are many competing ways of getting from point to point, and we wondered, in these days of record-high gasoline prices, is gasoline so expensive that it might actually be cost-effective to fly? And we imagined a hypothetical trip for a hypothetical family of four going from Washington, D.C. to Boston, one way. So we started out by calling up Janine Diefendorf at Orbitz.
Okay. Right now, there are fares round trip from Washington to Boston from $133.
520 round trip, 260 one way for the family, add on the cab fares at either end, about $350 we'd fly that weekend.
That's correct.
Well, I'm going to say then, at least flying up to Boston with our hypothetical family if we're from Washington and getting to the airport and then getting from the airport, would be somewhere one way around $400.
You could safely say that.
Well, Janine Diefendorf of Orbitz, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Julie, Amtrak's automated agent.
Hi, Julie.
I invite you to visit our website. Okay, let's get started.
Okay? I'm sorry.
I think you said you want to hear that again. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to interrupt, Julie.
My mistake. Please say the departure city and say it again.
Washington, D.C., Union Station.
And what's the arrival city?
Boston South Station.
How many passengers will be traveling?
Four.
I've pulled up the one-way total for three adults and one child. Coach class will cost a total of $472.50.
Julie, thank you very much.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
That was Julie, the automated voice of Amtrak, and as you heard, the key number there was $472 for our hypothetical family of four to go from Washington to Boston one way. We're going to throw in some cheaper cab fares this time because the train stations are more centrally located, so it's about $500, and that is $100 more expensive than the $400 we got flying from Washington to Boston. So far, air travel cheaper than the train on this trip.
Calling Greyhound. I'm Gracie, your virtual travel consultant. For buses leaving from Washington, D.C., press 1.
There we are.
Now, I need to know the state the bus is going to.
Hmm.
Okay, there's a lot of states to choose from.
Yeah.
Please press the key on your telephone keypad that contains the first letter of the state you are going to.
M.
For buses going to Massachusetts, press 1.
There we are.
For buses going to Boston, Massachusetts, press 1. Okay.
Okay.
Hear how much this trip costs. Press 2. It's Washington, D.C., 2, Boston, Massachusetts. The fare is $77.
And at $77 one way for our family of four, it's about $300. And to get to the bus terminal, we'll throw in an extra $25, say $325. So far, it's $325 by bus, $400 by plane, and $500 by train.
And by car, it is $70.40 for fuel. Tolls, it's $25.60.
Now, I should introduce you. This is John Townsend from AAA. And, Mr. Townsend, it's just a bit under $100 one way by car.
Right.
Now, that's $70 in fuel, assuming current record-high gasoline prices?
That's true.
And how much mileage per gallon?
22 gallons of fuel one way.
22 gallons of fuel one way.
And it's 453 miles.
So you're assuming a car that gets about
20
miles per gallon. If gasoline cost $10 a gallon, $220 plus $25 for the tolls, the cost by car would still be $250, or considerably cheaper than train, plane, or bus.
True. So the best deal around would be to travel by car.
This, of course, explains why even though the trains and planes and buses may be crowded, it will be bumper to bumper on the New Jersey Turnpike and up on I-95 over the weekend, because gasoline would have to cost something like $15 a gallon before it was truly more expensive for a family of four to drive.
And that's why you see 32 million people traveling by vehicle this weekend.
Well, Mr. Townsend, thank you very much
for
talking
to
us.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel.
That's John Townsend from AAA. We also spoke with Janine Diefendorf from Orbitz and, of course, Julie from Amtrak and Gracie from Greyhound.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.